I'm Chase Ralston with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bowhunter.
Episode 405 or something. Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. This is Kurt Geyer speaking.
With Eric Hammond here.
With Doug Schmidt also.
How are you, fellas?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Great.
Fantastic. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully your season's going well. If not, just stay at it, because it can change in 2 seconds.
Keep your head up.
That's right.
Stay in there. Maybe Doug will have some predictions for you, every one of you.
Well, don't be messaging me.
All right.
Do you ever get them?
I've gotten a few, but not a lot. Probably.
I get a lot of like luck, you know, send me some luck of the podcast, which is cool, you know.
Right.
I can do that.
But no, stay after it. It's the time to do it. This one's launching a little bit into November, but we want to say thank you for an amazing run of downloads and views and shares and comments and all that in October.
Nice.
I think our best month ever the whole time. Yep. And I bet you we beat our previous record by
a shit ton.
30,000.
Yep.
Which is nuts for a bunch of idiots that not a lot of people want to work with, but apparently put on enough of podcasts for other idiots that want to listen. So what's up? Welcome to the family. Now, we do appreciate it. If you wouldn't mind, take the time, give us a rating, review, a share, anywhere you listen or follow us online. That always helps.
Yep.
And moving on, I guess. Doug, you want to start with a veteran shout out?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
We're working on a jingle for that. We just decided right before this episode.
This is sent in by Cody Kassinger, and the two veterans are Daryl and Alan Kissinger. Daryl's in the Marines, and Alan's in the Army. It says, both my uncle and cousin are both veterans. My uncle Daryl is a deer-killing son of a bitch.
SOB.
Comes down to KY on his farm he purchased 6 years ago, and most definitely gets the job done.
That'd be Kentucky.
Yeah.
I know that. Has turned the farm
into a whitetail hunter's paradise. But all in all, I'm blessed to have these fellows in my life along with the other veterans out there. So thanks to everyone else and the WCB crew for doing the shout-outs.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you for your service, Daryl and Alan. Good luck this season.
Good luck in KY.
KY, baby.
It's just weird the way you said KY.
Yeah. I was like, all right, okay, cool.
I even paused, too. I was like, huh.
We need more veteran shout-outs.
Yeah, we do.
They're going
very low.
Go to workingclassbowhunter.com.
Hook me up.
And send it there. Or I think if you try to message us on our Facebook, there's a tab that like pops up like in the menu.
Yeah,
you can hit veteran
message
shout
me too. That works.
That works. I just figured email would be easier to track it.
That's it is way easier because I can like mark it important.
Keep them in order and all that too. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. The podcast, of course, is presented by HHA Sports. Super thankful for all our partners. This is especially the time of year where all of our partnered products and gear and relationships are running on death count 5 alert. Like all of our gear is out there. Our HHAs are basically hitting every tree stand step on the way up when you pull your bow up to the stand, and it makes you cringe a little, but
ting, 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 ting.
Yeah, don't do that. I've done it where I've been nervous about
it. Oh, yeah. Where you somehow get stuck on a branch or something.
In the dark,
you just pull harder hoping it's not ripping your rest off. But yeah, so HHA, it's good to have durable equipment with a lifetime warranty made in the USA. So that is awesome. HHASports.com. We have a code WCB15. Also, our Scent Crusher roller bags, gear bags are running at full capacity
non-stop
right now.
Almost.
The way the weather's been here, we have light weather and heavy cold weather gear in our bags all at once. And good thing they're big enough.
I don't think I've ever switched back from my like warm weather stuff to my early season weather stuff,
or had to have your cold weather stuff this early in the season, right? In general, yeah. You know, so
it's
but
bizarre.
Scent Crusher, that was the most frequent question lately: is how big is the gear bag? How big is the roller bag? The roller bag obviously is bigger than the gear bag. The gear bag should fit almost everything you need. Yep. If you're worried about it, if you carry a lot of stuff or have a lot of stuff, if you travel to hunt, the roller bag is your guy. Yeah. I don't think you can go wrong with either one. But if you get the roller bag, it comes with the Halo Series ozone
generator,
and you can take that out and do whatever you want with it.
It's rechargeable, so you can just charge it up and throw it in the bag and start it up whenever you need it.
Yeah, I have the roller bag, and trust me, you can fit whatever you want.
Right.
If you pack that full and like can't fit anything else in it, I don't know. You got way too many clothes.
You can put a body in it.
you got too much shit. You're taking the same with you.
How cold you get, but yeah. Come on, man.
It's also nice though because I might be gone next week. Come on, man. I might be gone next week. So I can throw my regular clothes and my hunting clothes all in
the
roller bag. So you don't have to take two bags for everything. So pretty cool. Scent Crusher, check them out. Also, Loophole Optics, man. My burn out the glass in mine right now. We're all using 10x42s. Absolutely love them. We think if you're not using binos in the whitetail woods, you ought to think about it. I know you're using a rangefinder, so you might as well get some optics that you trust. I've had a lot of shitty rangefinders, and there's nothing worse. I use my rangefinder just as much as I use my bow, pretty much. So I like
shitty
to have
rangefinder
good
and shitty binos too.
That sucks.
I mean, it's a world of a difference if you have nice binos and a nice rangefinder.
Well, I didn't know that before I got my Loopholds. I had another brand, which they were like good, I thought, you know.
Right.
And then you get something really nice, and it's like, ooh, this is luxury for my face.
It's night and day.
So, yeah, check out Loophold. Thermoseat, we have Working Class Thermoseats available on workingclassbowhunter.com.
Selling like hotcakes.
It's awesome. I like them. I think they're the perfect size. They're the thinner ones, but enough padding. I'm sitting on one right now, actually. It's nice. Me too. But check them out, Thermoseat, or get your own Working Class Thermoseat, workingclassbowhunter.com. Victory Archery, Extortions in the building, and Rip TKOs in the studio.
That's right.
That's what we're shooting. Love those arrows. Definitely trust them. Gator Outdoors, just did a podcast with Wade killing big old Iowa bucks. Gator Outdoors is a lifestyle brand that is outfitting the working class. Elite Archery, rocking the Cures.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Big Time. I got to say something about Big Time quick.
Do it.
I know we're getting like long-winded with this, but in Illinois, as everybody knows, you can't supplemental feed at all.
Right.
So my dad and my buddy Tyler all have a lease together. We've had a lease together for 3-4 years now. And on this piece, not a lot of deer on it. We think when we got it was recovering from EHD or some sort of chronic wasting, some sort of impactful disease, wherever your debate line falls. And my dad mentioned it because the first year shed hunting found a bunch of dead bucks and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, ah, this is weird, you know, or dead does and stuff like that. Just dead deer in general.
Just odd.
It was just, yeah. And it seemed that way. Not a lot of deer on it.
Sure.
Just every now and again, a mature buck would roll through. This year has been so different. We've been doing big time plots on it, like buck brunch.
Yeah.
And doing it like the cheap way. And this year we've seen more deer on the property than the previous 3 years combined. Like, it's insane. Tyler sat one of our food plot stands, our north plot stand, had 11 does out there the other night.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
This is an 82-acre piece, roughly.
Yeah. How big a plot did you put in?
I bet you it's a third acre.
Really?
It's not big. I mean, they're going to have...
It doesn't take much. They're going to hit that shit.
They're going to have an 8 to the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
So, but there's going to be a buck in there, you know? I got to think, judging, we had like almost every doe for I don't know how many county blocks right there.
Yeah, if you got the doe, you're
golden.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. So,
do you think it's finally just recovering from the...
I think that too, and I think that just the food plot is bringing them in. And
sure.
I think maybe they've learned it's there. Or, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But I got to think, we haven't shot... We actually hit past nothing but bucks on there. We've passed a ton of 120s.
Yeah.
Passed some 130s in there. No, because we can keep it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So... even though it's not a huge piece. So, and we've had bigger bucks on trail cam this year. We've seen more deer than ever. So I think it's helping, man. So I called Joe and told him that. I'm like, dude, it's turning into a big time success story. We were going to get rid of the lease, but we might bite the bullet and try and keep it again and get see if we can get another lease with it. But you would have asked me 3-4 months ago if we were going to keep it. I'd have told you hell no.
Right.
But now I'm like, we should probably keep it. Anyway, that's my big time working class success story.
You're always coming out with new food plot mixes and everything else. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's always, they're always in the,
They got some stuff up their sleeves all the time.
Oh, yeah. 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 But if you want to get anything big time, WCB2020 is the code at bigtime.com. And also Hunter's Blend Coffee and Old Barn Taxidermy. I'm officially a drop-off location for Old Barn Taxidermy.
That's crazy.
So if you are local or fairly local listening, message us on Instagram or Facebook and just say, hey, or look me up, Kurt Geyer, on my personal page. Message me and say, hey, I got a deer or a critter or a turkey or whatever it is you got, and you can drop it off. Fill out your paperwork. Old Barn will swing by, pick it up, take it to their facility. And then if they need anything else, they'll call you or whatever. So you don't have to go as far for fast turnaround, good price, and great work.
Now, will they drop, like, once the mount's done, do you have to go down and pick it up, or will they bring it back also?
I'm pretty sure Sam, he runs deliveries and stuff all the time.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I'm sure that's not a problem.
Sam's the man.
I would almost say yes for 100%, but I'm not 100% positive. But I know, like, he's making runs to go drop mounts off. He's got massive trailers that he makes deliveries and stuff. So, yeah, that's part of their gig, so. Old Barn's awesome. Old Barn Taxidermy. Cool, man. Thanks for listening to our ads. And
yep. That's the end of the episode. We'll see you later.
Yep, that's all we got for you this week.
Thanks for coming. Good luck. I'm out.
So, fellas, we have a... God damn it. We have an unpopular opinion. And I don't know if I feel like getting to it yet. My brain's not firing on all cylinders. I feel like I'm still getting warmed up.
All right. You got six cylinders yet or what?
You know when they run like the new Chevys or Fords ever go from four cylinder to eight cylinder, depending on? That's like I'm on the four cylinder mode right now.
Or when you first start up, it's got that tick to it for a little bit. Yep. You're like still in that tick mode.
Yep, I'm still doing that. Like I've had not enough Busch Lights.
All right.
Unpopular
opinion. Maybe get another beer down?
Yeah, let's do that. What's up, fellas?
Not much. Middle of deer season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just getting good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's time.
It's time to be in the freaking stand all day long.
All right. I want to make a prediction for both of you guys right off the rip.
Oh, boy.
By the way, the podcast that we did with Sean and Dan,
yep.
which if you're listening to this, you've already heard that one. And we were supposed to do a follow-up one, but we ran out of time. But that podcast, you made a prediction, Doug, and I was almost spot on for Sean.
Really?
I said 8:30, I think, on Thursday. I wrote it down. Let me see where it's at.
Go back in the notes?
Yeah.
Are you the prediction guy now?
Maybe. That mustache is getting fucking staled up.
Dude, bro.
You either got a diet.
I still got it.
I said Sean Thursday at 8:45 a.m., and don't quote me on this, but I think he had a buck move through the biggest buck and like the only buck he saw all week up close. I think it was like 15 yards, but it was still too dark. At least that was a stud. Yeah. So I was close.
What did I say for him? Did I say Friday?
You said Sunday.
Oof-ta.
But you didn't give a time. You just said Sunday.
Hey, I don't do times anymore.
Yeah.
Too many games.
So I quit school because of recess.
Too many games.
All right. Let me find the calendar here.
Yeah, but I was only 2 days off for your buck.
Yeah. Let's talk about that here.
Can you remember what prediction you made?
Yeah, we got to write them down.
I forgot them.
See, I'm going to write this prediction down.
I just saw someone, they tagged me and said I was 2 days off. They reminded me.
That's pretty good, though. I think you were early, though, right?
Hey, better early than late.
Early is acceptable, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Doug, you are going to kill Friday the 12th at 9 a.m.
Might be sick that day.
Your boss is listening. Eric, you are going to kill.
Ooh, here we go.
The 8th, November 8th.
Yeah, I can't hunt that day.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know that shit. See, I'm giving you a prediction. Whether you go or not, to you. We'll go.
I don't know. What is the 8th?
What day? Sunday.
Sunday?
Oh, boy.
I like Sunday.
No.
That's like not that far
away. Yeah, Eric, November 8th at 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Okay. You better be in the stand.
I'll be in the stand at 3:50. I'll be good.
To 4:15.
Perfect. Oh, you're giving me a little window.
You have a 15-minute window. It's going to happen.
So on the 12th, at what time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. You heard it here.
If I'm right, then I don't know what the hell I'll do.
Yeah, what happens?
You have to shave your mustache.
What? Oh, shit.
Because I thought I was going to shave it if I don't kill a buck.
You know what's happened is your mustache has been around for too long that you made all those predictions too fast that your magic like panicked and jumped onto me. And I can't live with that dark energy. You know what I mean? Like,
it dude, jumped, it's a lot of pressure.
It jumped off your mustache onto Kurt.
Yeah. It's like a flea.
Yeah.
It's like a magic. It's
like a flea.
Buck.
Eric will be next.
Yeah. Like, if I sit here and just burn out these predictions, it gets panicky and it jumps to you.
Trust me, it gets bad. When people start yelling at you, when I'm going to kill a buck.
It's just changing bedding areas. It's got to switch it up.
You get freaked out.
Because you were spot on there for a couple years.
When I first started, I was.
You're like dead nuts to a T. Yeah. I don't know.
We need you to shave it clean. Come back with the magic, and then it'll know where its home is.
I'm so scared.
It's like, you know, when they burn CRP?
Yep.
And it comes back better?
Fresh restart?
Yeah. It'll be like that.
I haven't seen dug upper lip in like 6 years.
Dude, it's been a while.
Just do a thick, like, draw-on mustache. Or just get one of them fake stick-on ones.
Oh, man.
That'd be really funny.
Joe Big Time is calling me right now.
Answer the phone.
Did he just kill one?
And be like, we're recording, Joe. You're interrupting.
Do you really want me to?
Yeah, do it.
Make sure to, yeah, ask him if he killed one.
Hello? We're actually recording a podcast right now. You're kind of on air.
You're ruining it.
No shit.
Yep.
Well, that's fun.
What are you doing? Are you drunk?
No.
Oh. Well, usually you only call me when you're fucked up.
Not me.
I mean, I'm not all the way there yet.
I like how Joe's continuing to have small talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you just missed me that much? You had to call me, huh?
It's nice to know he checks in with all of us. It's people we like to work with.
He doesn't
call
me.
Well, then.
Well, no, I didn't have to, but I did.
You got that dark mustache energy.
Ain't nobody call me.
It's just me, Kurt, and Doug.
We're literally recording right now, Joe, and I'm not going to edit this out.
Do you?
All right.
Hi, Joe. All right, bye, Joe.
I'll give you a call back here in a little bit.
Love you, Joseph.
Love you, Joe.
All right, I'll give you a call back. Bye-bye.
What a great guy.
Love you.
Did you say
it back? Oh, he didn't say it back.
He said, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he knows. Okay, unpopular opinion segment. Thanks, Joe. See, that Thanks, goes Joe. To show you, like, I just talked about Big Time, not because...
His ears were probably ringing because we were talking about him.
They're itching, yeah, but you're right. Mm-hmm.
They were for sure were.
I don't even want to do this one, this unpopular opinion segment, but we're going to.
Okay.
So we did a post for the unpopular opinion segment. Been a while since we did it, and we said, throw your topics, we'll pick them randomly. So it's kind of like our dump all. So go to the Working Class Bowhunters group that we have, hit the search button, type in unpopular opinion segment, and then that post will pop up and throw your comments in there. There's like almost 400 comments or something stupid in it. But get on there and throw them in and make them hard. So this is a listener submitted unpopular opinion segment, and this is it. It's not a question. It's just kind of a statement, and then I think we're supposed to just elaborate on it. And I believe we limit ourselves to 5 minutes on this, right?
That's what we used to do. Yeah, you used to set a timer.
Yeah, but it's a BS session. I mean, come on.
Pull up your timer. That's what makes it fun. You got to fucking hurry up.
Ooh. I think I have a timer somewhere on my watch.
Everybody's got one on their phone. So here's the topic. Saddle hunters are the hipsters of hunting. That's it. That's an unpopular opinion, or not an unpopular opinion, but for this sake, it's an unpopular opinion to have.
All right, I'm going to start it.
Yep.
Bam.
Who's going first?
Doug.
Okay, so.
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
All right, elaborate.
Fuck it. I don't know. It's just, you see it everywhere. It's like, they're not even posting kills. They're just posting them in the stand, like, look at me hanging out here.
Posting what snacks they're eating and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Snacks and all their little gadgets that they have.
Like, how many times have you seen someone kill? I guess some people do.
It happens, yeah.
It happens, but most of the time it's just them chilling in a saddle. Like, look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always that picture of, like, the...
And they're always hanging out as far as possible.
I don't know anything about fucking
their
saddle.
Their knees are always bruised. It's weird.
Yeah, and then they have the rope in between their legs, you know, hanging from the tree, and that's what they take a picture of.
So, yeah. So, I do agree with this statement to a point. And here's the thing. There is, if you go off percentages, yes, I think this statement is fairly true. Does that mean I hate them? No.
No.
Does it mean I think they're annoying sometimes? Probably most times, yes. But there's some OGs in that sliver of saddle hunters that are very calculated, very good at what they do, or they picked it up and they already had skills and they did it. So I feel bad for those guys that get sucked in because Eric, you and I kind of mentioned this when we read this thing. Saddle hunters have replaced the annoying fitness hunters.
Yep. Yep.
To a point. And if you're both, Jesus. But I'm kidding. But
mother of God.
You guys have kind of replaced that part of the hunting community.
And no more protein powder shot in my face. It's just saddles.
If you want to know my opinion, if you put more time into how to kill deer than tying knots, you'd probably kill more deer. There's my other
opinion. Yeah, and worrying about your weight.
That's true.
What do you think, Eric, and all this? Do you
agree? I think I agree for sure.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of those things that's been around for a while, but it just like hit the scene. So everyone
became mainstream,
Yeah, mainstream. That's kind of what the hipsters do. They kind of jump on and
ruin things.
It's kind of like I always said, like, PBR was real cheap. Dude, and that's why I always drank it in high school.
Yeah.
And then the hipsters found it, and now it's like really expensive, and they jacked up the price. And
it's a great analogy.
And they sell all kinds of merch and shit now.
Yeah.
Like before, you could buy a 1980s PBR hat, and that's all you could find.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're worth money on eBay.
I should say, like if 30, you want to use the saddle, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
Nothing against it at all, but that wasn't the question.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So people are going to take it that way, like, hey, we're answering unpopular opinions because it's controversial. But I agree. Definitely do it if that's what works for you, but whatever. I like my tree stands, but that's just me. One day I'll wake up and like start playing with the saddle a little more and be like really into it and realize it's the method for me, but right now I don't think it is.
And maybe do you think it's like, you know, we're just so used to hunting out of tree stands?
I think it's hardwired into us a little bit.
Yes. Do you think some new hunters are like, the saddle's the only thing they've ever hunted out of, so that's what they're doing now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, if the nerdy, techie stuff gets more people into hunting, I'm cool with it. But
for sure.
That doesn't deny that I still kind of think you're sort of a hipster. Everything has its hipsters, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that's like a negative thing. It's just a new trendy deal. Like,
not really hating on it, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be in a tree stand. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll find my ass in the stand.
The thing is, I just
don't want to like tell anyone I was like, yeah, I'm a saddle hunter. Be like,
it just sounds weird.
Have you ever hunted out of one?
No. I've sat in one enough and played with it in the yard and stuff like that, that I could tell I just didn't like it. It wasn't for me. But I'm not saying that it's not. Like, the low weight and all that shit, carrying it is fucking great.
I get it. Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago we were going to try it?
Well, we're
the deer classic.
Yeah. Which I messed around in one a lot, and I thought it was cool, like good quality and whatever. But I just like tree stands and the shot angle thing. Even though everyone's like, you just do a loop de loop and pull and spin around and crack your neck and then draw your bow. Like, I'm kind of like, all right, yeah.
But some yoga moves and stuff. I'm not that flexible here, guys.
Yeah, I hope your back's sturdy.
Like, I drink a lot of beer and I'm fat.
Yeah,
I don't like swinging around shit.
Yeah, I like to just hang tree stands and jump into them. You know, the cables got me. But no, I get it. It's all got its place. But for right now, not for me. Maybe it will be one day. What are you, 5 minutes?
Almost.
Damn.
30 seconds left.
See, that's long enough. I think there it is.
That's it.
We're good?
Yeah. Sorry. All right, moving on. What's up with you guys this season? Where are we all at? Before we get into me fucking rambling on.
Season's going good, man. I think this is a year I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of deer, like, every sit, I pretty much seen deer, except one. There's one night I got skunked.
Yeah.
And that was on a property where I'm getting a lot of pictures of coyotes and shit, like multiple coyotes, so I don't know if that has something to do with it, or they're just not, you know, once all the crops come out, too, they kind of change their patterns up a little bit, so I don't know if that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But it's been really good. I had a really good action last night. Bucks chasing. I had a little 6-point chasing a doe around, and he would not leave her.
I tried
grunting at him a little bit, you know, and I even climbed in the stand, got up in the stand. Once you get up in the stand, you can see over the corn to the other side of the timber, and they were already over there. So I didn't, they must not have heard me or anything, and he was over there chasing her around and shit.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's heating up, man.
I think so, too.
By the time this launches, this warm weather probably here and gone, but.
Yep.
I think just hunt anyway. Like, I don't know why that's even a question. Like, what do you think about the weather? I get some people wonder, but
sure.
If I have the days to hunt right now, I'm hunting.
Yeah, if that's like the weather's deterring you from going out, like, you should just go out.
Like, if this was this was like early October, I'd be like, yeah, I'd go in the afternoon, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit evenings. But now this is the time to be in the stand mornings, evenings, all day if you can.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I rattled one in last night from 200 yards away, and he beelined right to me. And then swung upwind from me somehow, trying to get to me, and then by the time he got to me, he was at 20 yards, but it was way too dark. Couldn't even couldn't even see him. You know, at 20 yards. I know he got lucky last night.
He heard the bell, and then he just was like, "All right, I'm out." Damn, so close.
So close.
It's like you.
Hey, you're getting closer. Getting closer.
Oh, yeah. I know, man. It's dialing in. That's why I made the predictions I did. See,
and I've never had like a buck. I've rattled some bucks in, but it's like, did I really? Because usually it's in like full timber.
Yeah.
So you rattle, and like 5 minutes later, buck comes running. In 5-10 minutes later, like,
you count.
Did I rattle?
Nah, you count that.
I'd count it.
But this one, I actually seen him walk out in the pick bean field, and I rattled, and he turned and beeline right to me. It was pretty cool.
That's
to
a
see
cool
that.
Feeling.
Yeah.
What about you? Know?
Rattling didn't really work for me, but I've only worked once, but technically it didn't work, so I didn't shoot him. But
it'll work.
Most of it's small bucks, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's how you do it, and then just it has to be like the right span of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they have to be in the right mood, too.
Like I think there's like a 5-day period that really, like, and that's like the 25th through the 30th.
Like where they're so amped up where they're like.
They're not necessarily on does yet. It's not like mid-October. But you're getting to the point where they're feeling really froggy,
yeah,
and they're looking for like anything and everything to get a lead
not,
up on
yeah,
everybody
not thinking
else.
That straight.
Yeah, that's what I think is a good time to get them.
And like that 6-point chasing that doe last night, like he would not come off her. She must have been super hot or something, because
yeah,
or he's just a smaller buck, you know, and just kind of doing little buck things.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool, cool. Well, what about you, Doug? I mean, where's your season at so far?
That's been pretty good, actually. Last Sunday was actually really good. I saw 4 bucks and 3 does, and the 1 buck I saw was pretty really good 8-pointer.
The Snapchat buck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At 41 yards, I could have maybe threw an arrow through him, but I passed him up.
That's probably a good move, man.
When he first came in, though, he looked pretty good.
Oh, you passed him because you didn't want to take the shot or because you didn't think he was big enough?
I didn't think he was big enough.
You're hunting a different deer, though.
Yeah, I'm hunting 2 different deer that I need.
You don't
gotta have it. I gotta have it.
But I gotta have it. You like get all weird.
You know what?
Dude, I gotta shoot that one. I really want to kill that one.
That one's a big boy. You got a name for him yet?
I don't.
Want to name him right now?
12-pointer. Yeah, we should name him right now.
Like when you get those really big boys on cameras and you know they're sticking around,
mm-hmm.
those 140s, you're like.
Yeah, he's been around for 3 years. We're during the rut. I mean, even now, not even during the rut, just around.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is he a typical 6x6, or he just got 6
on? He's a typical 6x6. He's got double brow tines, and then he might have... No, that's just it, yeah.
Okay, how big do you think his bases are?
I'm going to say 5.5 to 6.
Okay, you know what you call him? Lucifer.
Lucifer?
666. 6 on each side and 6 on the bases.
Damn, I like that.
Lucifer.
That was clean.
That was clean.
What's up?
You had that thinking for a while, haven't you?
I didn't. I thought of it on the fly.
All right, Lucifer, you son of a bitch.
I used to be a battle rapper, so I don't know that or not, but I'm pretty quick on my feet. I'm not, though, at all.
No.
That's why I took me 2 years to even do the fucking unpopular opinion.
I like it, though. Lucifer, all right.
Because he's kind of just crazy looking, too.
You fucking...
He's a giant, dude.
Yeah, I need to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him. How about that?
That's right. Take him out.
Because your guys' property, it's always like you guys have them giants early, and then they kind of just... disappear. Yeah. And this guy's sticking around, though.
He likes to hang around.
All right, take Lucifer out.
I'm going to bring a Bible with me.
There you go. Just put holy water in your scrapes. Dude, how dumb are we?
Where do we come up with this shit is what I'm trying to figure out.
Bush Light and whatever else.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah. Breathing fumes at work and Bush Light in the afternoon.
That's true. Weld fumes don't help me all day.
It's like, I'm fine. Wear your face mask. Well, boys, I bet you I can catch up on my season here, getting to the second half of this. Man, I had a slow, unlike what you were saying, Eric, I had a slow build up.
Yeah.
To mine. Like, I felt like I didn't see a lot of deer. And then this would have been, let me look at my phone at the calendar here. I did a hang and bang.
Kind of beer. Well,
I've done pretty much nothing but hang and bangs this whole year. It would have been.
What you do every year, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Saturday, the.
Spanx.
I think it was a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday the 24th. I told the story on the previous podcast real briefly. I shot a doe, and then I shot a coyote that started mauling my doe. Biggest coyote I've ever seen, which it was crazy. So that was cool. Like first time I could have shot that doe earlier in the season that I mentioned, but then she came in. I wasn't planning on shooting the doe back there, but it just felt so right.
Mm-hmm.
So I shot her and it was cool. Got meat and then had a crazy experience and then got a coyote. So that was awesome. So then on Sunday, the day after, I went out in the morning, did a hang and bang to a tree that I've like basically pre-scouted. So I knew I try to mark like trees I see that I'm like, oh, that might be a good spot. And yep. I mark them as purple on all my icon, like on my maps. So now I know I'm like, oh, I know there's a tree in there or whatever. So, and this is like a field that I'm like familiar with, scouted a lot. And I knew there was great. I walked out around it. It would have been Saturday morning, the previous day, and it was all scrapes, like fresh scrapes. And that's really, I try to stay out of the timber as much as possible. That's like the freshest sign I saw. So hang and bang. Anyway, get to the point. Do a hang and bang. I'm in there Sunday morning and standing corn right there. And I'm sitting, I get in the stand and it was pretty cold that morning, I believe. Well, I was cold because I wore my Milwaukee heated jacket.
Oh yeah.
And so I had like a hoodie on that had my Milwaukee heated jacket.
Yep.
And I get up there and I'm like kind of sweating because I had to like walk all the way around the field because it was standing corn and fuck, plus hanging everything, getting in there, whatever. So I'm like hot and just kind of wet and getting overwhelmed a little bit.
Sure, sure.
So I'm like, ah, shit, I'm starting to get cold. So I try to turn on my jacket and I had it unzipped for a while trying to air out. So I try to turn on my heated jacket and the battery, because of my harness, had unplugged the battery behind me.
And when you're in a stand that comes unplugged, it's a motherfucker.
You almost have to take your jacket off.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So it's cause like the battery sits like where your kidney is kinda.
And it's on like this weird zipper pocket.
Yeah, it's like this Milwaukee one I have, it's like in a inner Velcro pocket. It's hard to explain.
It's weird.
But it's where your kidney is, and then you have a button on the front left like side of your zipper. Well, I hit the button and it's not coming on. I'm like, what the hell? So I like Google quick on my phone. I'm like, won't turn on. And then I reach around, I'm like, oh shit, it's unplugged. I'm like trying to feel through the jacket for the cord.
Trying
now.
To plug it in.
So I have, yeah, I'm trying to plug it in and I just can't do it. So I get it unzipped. I unbuckle the left side of my bino harness because I have a tree stand harness on, a bino harness that has my binos and my rangefinder on it. So I have my tree stand harness half unbuckled hanging, and I have my bino harness half unbuckled,
mm-hmm.
trying to keep it all in its place. That way I can just hurry up and grab it and put it back on.
Buckle it back on.
And I'm reaching in, fucking around with this battery. As I'm fucking around with this battery, I look up through the standing corn and I see antlers coming through straight at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like trying to half piece my harness and my buckles and everything back together.
Sure.
Because I don't want to have to make a move and clink, clink, because it's all hanging. You know? Like it's like ropes hanging off me. And he's coming in, and I'm like watching him. I'm kind of half put together at this point. I got my bow. It's like okay, grab your shit, because he's coming in. And this buck beds in the corn for like an hour.
What a dick.
So I'm watching him. I slowly get my shit put back together. And it's a buck that I have one random trail cam picture of on the way other side of the property. Like when I'm talking, it's pretty much it actually is two separate farms. It's not at all attached.
Okay. Right.
As the crow flies as a stretch, I did it yesterday just to check. It's a mile. As how this deer would actually have to walk because of what's in between the two cameras.
It's like 4 miles.
Is probably a few. I would never expect to see him on this other side.
Sure.
And he beds down. I'm looking at him through the binos. I'm like, oh shit. That thing's cool. And he's a tight rack sucker with just tines. Little baby drop tine. And he's a 6x6. And I'm like, damn, that thing's sweet. You know, and I knew him from the picture or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had one clear photo of him. And anywho, I knew about him at least. For an hour or so, he gets up, 45 minutes, he gets up. And he comes in to 30 yards. I draw back 35 yards. I draw back, shoot, and my arrow just goes high. I don't know what happened. I was shooting a blue light of knock, which if it's, you can't really see those that well,
mm-hmm.
or I can anyway. Blue light of knock, it's like my arrow just like soared high or something weird happened, and I hear like a noise, and I'm like, what the hell? And he ran off like 30, 40 yards, stood there, and then took off like nothing ever happened. Well, I waited a little bit, and I'm like, man, I'm going to just find my arrow. He's in like a briar patch in the standing corn, so right. I had a shot. Can't find my fucking arrow. I go where he was standing, and there's just like a little bit of blood, and that's it. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, I have no idea. I have no explanation for it. I'm walking out. I see him on the way other side of the field.
Yeah, because you, I know you sent us a picture of the way he went and the way you went. So you kind of went the total opposite
complete
way.
Opposite direction.
So you wouldn't bump him, or if in yep. case it was a good shot that you wouldn't bump him. So you decided to go the other way.
Exact other way, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm on the phone with my dad whispering. You know, I went the complete other direction.
Sure.
I'm whispering, just kind of explaining to my dad what happened. And as I'm walking out, I look over, like, oh, shit, and he's standing right there in the woods. And I reach down, pop down, put my release on, get an arrow knocked. I draw, stand back up, and he takes off, let my bow down, pull up the loopholes, look, can't see any marks on him. He looks completely fine.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I did not expect to see him.
Yeah.
And he looked clean. No arrow in him, no
nothing.
He was
running just fine, like nothing was wrong.
Yeah. So what I ended up concluding on what happened, I don't know what happened to my arrow, but I think either I hit a twig, or there was a stalk of corn before the arrow got to him that sent my arrow haywire, or there's a limb that comes down by my knee, how I was hanging, used it as part of my cover, and I don't know if my cam hit that when I let go, but sure. It sounded weird when I let go, but it was like instantly my arrow was like, it's like it took off straight and just like shot high.
Hmm.
Almost like a frisbee, you know, when you throw it down into the air and it like catches. In my head, that's how I thought it looked.
That's weird.
And I would say you hit a twig, because I've done that a couple times, and that's what happens. Like, you think that arrow is flying so good, it's in like slow mo, and like you're like, oh, he's dead. All of a sudden, tink, it goes high or low.
Yeah, mine went high. It felt like it went mid flight, hit a jet booster, and went high.
Isn't it crazy how that small little twig can send that arrow doing haywire shit?
That's all I'm assuming, because I came home. And I'm all fucking pissed off, and Sean and Dan are here getting packed up to go hunting. And I go to 35 clean in my yard. I'm like, he was exactly 35. I double range everything, range it from the ground, and I shoot, and I'm money. Shoot again, money. I'm like, I don't know what happened. But I'm like, damn it, you know, whatever. So I'm like, well, I left my stand there because of frustration and everything.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going back for the afternoon hunt. Kind of pick myself up, mop my sorrows up. I was pretty honest. I was very upset about it. I was really bummed, and I felt bad.
Stuff like that just takes you down a peg.
I had no like really closure. I'm like, what happened? You know. So anyway, I go back in, but I go around the other way, pretty much through the standing corn, and I get back in there, and you know, keep in mind the scrape line that I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting in there, and I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna see him again, but I'm going to come back and see and try, and if he is wounded, take him out. I didn't think he was fatally wounded, because I got to watch him walk away, and he looked fantastic, actually.
Right.
Like nothing happened to him at all. So I go back to that stand and sit there for a couple hours, and then I see a deer moving, hitting where that scrape line's at, and I look up, and I see Rack. And I'm like, oh, shit, no way is he coming back. And I'm looking and looking through my binos, looking, and through the trees a little bit, he's in like a point, and the mm-hmm. scrape line kind of goes around a little like point in the woods, and I'm like, damn, that's a pretty good buck, and he's hitting every scrape on the way in. Well, he had like a little, I call him a Y buck, it's just like a fork horn, a Y buck in front of him hitting each scrape, and he was following him hitting the scrapes.
Covering up his scent, probably.
I guess.
He's like, fuck this little guy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna show you what it's all about. But he was kind of hanging out with him.
Could you tell right away that it wasn't the buck that you shot earlier?
Once I got my loopholes on him, I was like, yeah, that's not the same deer, because the other deer had a ton of points.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm like, looking, I'm like, man, he looks pretty good. Like, if that deer comes over here, especially how I was feeling.
Right.
You know, I was like, if that deer comes over here, I think I'll shoot that deer. Like,
feeling froggy.
Looks good. And I think it's a deer that I passed last year that didn't grow a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked him last year. I just had shot a buck, and I was like, man, I'm going to hold out for creepy was the plan.
Right.
But he looked good, you know? Well, they come through. And they cross over into this other little part of the field, and I'm like, oh, hang my bow back up. I text Dan and Sean. I'm like, oh, I saw a buck coming my way. Oh, no, never mind. He went the other way. Well, they're over there milling around, and then all of a sudden, the fork horn runs up, and he comes to me. Like, he starts heading my way, and I'm like, I wonder if this buck, that bigger buck, will follow him over here. Like, they're kind of buddies or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I wonder why he's just following him around.
It was kind of weird. It's almost like it's just meant to be.
Right.
So he's walking my way, and I grab my bow, get ready, and I'm shooting at this point. I'm shooting on basically my right-hand side, so I had to spin around, you know?
That awkward side?
Yeah, the awkward side. But it actually worked out better, because otherwise it'd be in the corn like the buck from the morning. So that Y-buck cuts through, and I have my bow in front of me, and I'm using it kind of as like brush. You know what I mean? I'm hiding behind my bow.
I mean, it's camouflage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he just moves right past me.
Right.
And then I'm like looking at the buck, and he's still over there where the other one was. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, come on, buddy. Break loose, dude. Pal's over here. And then he looks up. Also, he just starts trotting to catch up with him. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to come right here, like 15 yards. He's coming in. I draw, get ready. I'm at full draw, and I'm like making sure my shit is good, yeah, especially right. after this morning. I'm like, anchor feels good. This feels good. And he comes in. He's at like 15 yards straight into me, though. Well, then he cuts over to his buddy, and there's my opening, right? 15 yards, and I'm going. Because I'm scared to like bat at him.
Right.
And he didn't hear me. And I was scared to do it louder. And you know, if you do it a little louder, they kind of just start, they'll trot a little.
Sure.
I was worried about him doing it, but I just felt so good and anchored. He was moving real slow. And I just squeezed through, let loose, see my arrow completely zip through behind the shoulder, like perfect double lung, mule kick, takes off down in the ravine. And I'm like, no, die in the field.
Come back.
Comes up out of the ravine. Goes through this little section of the field, and I just see him go low, 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 low into the woods, and then I can't see him anymore.
You lose him.
And I'm like,
lose sight of him.
But anymore. I felt so good about it. It was like that. It's almost like, you know, when like an NBA player will shoot a three and he lets his arm hang because he knows it's going right
at
him.
Oh, yeah. He knows it's good.
That's how it felt.
Yep.
And like light a knock, just clean through him, bright green, light a knock.
You just made a swoosh right there.
It was a swoosh. I was just like, yes, that's what we want. And so I felt so confident he was down. So this is where the story gets crazier.
But wait a second. Isn't it such a good feeling if you're shooting lighted knocks and you let one go?
Yeah.
And that buck takes off and it's in the dirt on the other side?
Okay. Mark, remember that point right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Bring me back to the arrow in the dirt on the other side.
Okay.
Backing up, I can't forget this part of the story. The Casey's Pizza call out. I got to write this down.
Oh, man.
Before I shot that buck, Dan and Sean are staying at my house, and they're hunting in Illinois. They're from out east. I text them because they like Casey's Pizza. They never get to have it. What do you want from Casey's? Blah, blah, blah. I'll order it. I order a Casey's Pizza. I said, I'll be there between 6:15 and 6:30 to pick it up on the app.
Sure.
So I order the pizza from the stand. The buck comes in. I shoot him. We're to that point. In my head in the tree stand, I'm like, okay, this is getting interesting. Do I not go get the pizza or call and cancel it? Because I'm not going to be out in time to go get the pizzas. So I texted them. I said, do you think I could get this? I'm by myself. I was like, do you think I can get this buck out, get him in the truck, and go get the pizzas while they're still hot so they're still good for us to eat?
You're making a challenge for yourself. Yes. What you're doing.
That's how confident
I felt. You want them to say yes.
Yeah, and they're like, well, yeah, of course. Like, you'd be the most Midwestern dude of all time.
Right.
So, the Casey's Pizza call out. Order a pizza before you shoot a buck. Shoot the buck. Recover the buck. Get it in your truck and pick up your pizza while it's still hot. Or if you're lucky like me, a 15-minute window.
It's like
my pizza day is Sunday, and you gave me a Sunday call out. Hey, so
that's the time to do it.
Man, that's
the Casey's Pizza call. I gotta think it's not the first time it's ever been done, but the first time on record it's ever been done.
That'd be so hard to do. Like, you'd literally have to pinwheel him.
Yeah. So anyway,
start dragging right, like gut as fast as you can. Start dragging.
Get him.
Man.
So that brings us back to the light of knock in the dirt.
Okay.
In my head, I slam dunked this motherfucker, and you know, you hear the pop and everything.
Yep.
I get down while there's still some daylight. I got pizza. You know, I got to go get that pizza.
For the boys.
And it's Casey's, too.
So I get down. I'm looking where I can't find my arrow. Nowhere. And I'm like, it zipped clean through him. Am I making that up in my head? Like, am I delusional? Can't find my arrow. Nowhere. In the ravine, the grass is, like, really tall. So I'm kind of looking around. I go down the ravine. Can't find my arrow.
You would think, though, because it's starting to get a little bit dark, right?
Yep. It's just starting to break dark. Still legal shooting light, but just starting to break dark.
And those lighted knocks, too. If it's completely light out, you can't see them worth a shit. When it starts getting that little bit of dark, they start popping. Yeah,
it's like the perfect time.
Yep.
And it's probably a half hour of time has gone by, 40 minutes has gone by before I even got down. So it's starting to get that dark time, mm-hmm. you know? It's like super deer 30 at this point. So I'm like, well, I'm by myself. I'll go try and get this pizza, or whatever. Can't find my arrow. I don't know if it zipped through them and went off into the abyss somewhere.
Could have ricocheted off the ground. We've seen that before.
Could have. But I go through and I'm in it. It's kind of like section of the hay field, but it's also like corn. Right, it's hard to explain.
Did you ever find your arrow from the one you grazed that morning?
Never.
No, you never found that one either?
Never found it. So this is the same spot,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I shoot this other buck there. And I thought I saw him going. I felt so confident. So I got down, and where he ran through the grass, it's really hard for me. I don't know if it's hard for everybody else to see red blood on grass, like especially like mowed grass.
Sure.
But it's like spattered because I lunged him so good. You know, it's like there's
it's not dripping. It's not spraying.
Dripping. It's out. So I'm basically walking right where I saw him go, look down, and I see him just laying, you know, his back facing me. And I get up, and I'm like, holy shit, he's bigger than I thought. Like, super nice 10 with a kicker off his left two.
Yep.
Real big mid 40s buck, like thrilled, especially after the morning I had. I beat myself up, and the way it happened, just so clean, and he's just such a clean, pretty deer, and he's going to make an awesome mount. He's at Old Barn already, but yeah, I'm pumped. Like, I'm taking videos of myself, like, I got to record it because this is as happy as you get as a bow hunter, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just like enjoying the moment. So I go get my truck, get it over a really sketchy log. I thought I fucking broke my truck in half or knocked the oil pan out of the sucker. Like, not a great time, but I got him out. I was by myself. I was able to get pretty close to him and drag him just a little bit, but got him into the truck by myself.
How was that?
I got it down now.
Oh, you did?
I about broke my – I had a bacchiotomy like 2 years before when I killed a buck. I'm like,
even say that.
I broke my back. Final.
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 I think I killed a buck on like October 20th, 2018 season. And I drove my truck through the woods because I didn't want to drag him. And I got him in, but his back legs were like pulling my tailgate up.
Yeah.
And I fucked my back
up. It's always a challenge doing that.
This one wasn't. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I got the, you know how you like umph, let loose, umph again?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had like the timing down. So we just zoop right into the truck.
Oh, like you let him down and. And his legs, like, just pop up.
You let his back legs, like, bounce. And then on the bounce up, you whip him in. But I didn't gut him. I got him in clean.
Jesus.
Tagged him up, of course.
Didn't even gut him? Man.
Go get the pizza. Head home. I cleaned him up my house because I didn't want to.
Yeah, but still, like, just by yourself, didn't even gut him.
I got a video of it, too.
That's nuts. About
so gutting is not part of the Casey's challenge.
Optional.
I would probably do it.
Let me.
Could you drive right up to him?
Backed up pretty damn close, yes. Let me play a video snippet for you.
We just need to have Eric. We just need to install like winches in the back of our trucks.
That'd be awesome.
I have the cargo carrier now. So much easier.
Oh, really? Okay.
That goes in your receiver hitch.
Here we go. Here's the video I recorded. Hopefully you can hear it.
Sometimes I feel really hard on myself because I drink a lot of beer and don't exercise as much as I should and eat too much Casey's. I'll tell you, if I was any lighter, I don't know if I'd be able to do that by myself. Bushlight muscles, baby.
Hey.
Bushlight muscles.
Bushlight muscles.
So that happened. And
that should be a t-shirt.
Yeah. So I got him in the truck, got him out of there, about broke my truck on the way out, got the pizza, ordered three largest. If you're curious, a hamburger, a taco, and a pepperoni.
Great choices.
We got home, we ate the pizza, we cleaned the buck. It was awesome. There it is, man. I felt great.
Did you, got a pass through, right?
Clean pass through. Like perfect.
That's weird.
15 yard double lung. Exactly how I thought.
Your arrow was just gone.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it hit his, I don't know what happened.
That's crazy.
It was pretty dry. I don't know if it bounced.
Man, your fucking motions were all over the place that day.
Oh, 100%. Like Dan and Sean, they saw me in the morning completely kicking my own ass.
Yep.
I honestly, I didn't want to do nothing. I went and laid in bed and took a nap. Like, I didn't feel like I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was really beating myself up pretty bad over it. Like, pretty bad.
Total fucking 180 by the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Totally redeem yourself.
Yeah. That's right. It was just total 180. And I'm like, man, I'm loving it. Awesome buck.
And well, and that still just comes to show, because a lot of people, if they would do what you did in the morning, they'd be like, I ain't fucking going tonight. Fuck that.
Well, it would be different if I felt like I had wounded that buck really bad,
right?
And couldn't find him, or like could see my arrow when I saw him the second time, see my arrow sticking out of him. But like, literally no, like I saw him through the binos, nothing on him, like clean. And so I was starting to wonder, I'm like, I had blood. It's the only reason why I knew I hit him.
Right.
But, like, in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, I did find blood. I was like, man, I missed him. So the legacy continues for that guy. You know, I'm like, in my head, I think I was messaging the group. I'm like, I'll catch back up with them. Like,
sure.
It's early. It was October 24th. Or it was 25th, I believe.
Yeah.
The 25th. And I'm like, there's time. He looked good. I'll see him again. Hopefully he's not out of the area after me.
What a day.
Fucking with him twice. Yeah. Insane. Absolutely insane. But shooting a doe and a coyote the day before, having that opportunity in the morning, Jesus. Shooting that buck in the afternoon.
Just killing
stacking
shit.
Them.
You're going to need a bigger house here pretty soon.
I know.
For all the mountains.
We're going to have to build a big studio with not to put them all there.
We're going to need a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's becoming that point.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, dude.
That's awesome. An awesome
Congrats.
Story.
Thanks. Super stoked. But, hey, at that time of year, I thought I'd play off the scrape game.
Yep.
Set up on the scrapes.
Paid off.
And paid off twice, technically. But, you know, first buck wasn't hitting scrapes. So the second buck, every scrape.
Hit That's every weird, though. I've never seen... Just a buck follow another buck hitting scrapes, and it's like, yeah, no, this is
mine. Especially a bigger buck following a smaller buck.
Yeah.
So, you know when you watch a dog pee, and then another dog comes over and pees right on it? It's like, oh, yeah. That's just what he's doing.
I'm wondering, and I don't know shit about fuck, but I'm wondering if that's what was happening. Like, that buck was hitting, the little buck was hitting the scrapes, and this other buck was like, all right, you want to do this game?
Yeah.
And then
he's
I
like,
think,
fuck
I,
you.
I got a bladder full, bitch.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I was kind of on a bend of the field when that buck, the little buck walked by me.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, because I hadn't gone down the other way too far, I'm wondering if the scrape line continued around and if he was going in to hit those and he's like, hey, if you're going over there, those are mine. You know, I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it worked out. So, what's up?
Yeah, it worked out good. Worked out real good. So,
Casey's pizza challenge.
Dude. I'm telling you, I might be. It's probably
real
the first
thing.
It's probably the first documented one.
You know how many people are? You know how much sales and Casey's Pizza are going to go up? Oh, yeah. People are trying to order pizzas like
I know.
Right before it gets good every
can you,
night.
Can you add notes in there? Be like, hey, I'm hunting right now. If I kill some, I will be there for it. But
that's what I.
Done.
That's what I almost did. That
like, can you add notes if you order?
Yeah, that's app? What I did. I said I'll be there between 6:15 and 6:30. And
that's awesome.
And you didn't believe me. I had to go back and show.
I didn't believe you.
I showed
show
us.
I showed the time on the text messages and the time on the order.
Yep. Yeah.
And
you know what's going to happen? I'm going to try doing that, and then it's just going to end up me getting pizzas, and then people helping tracking me are just eating Casey's pizzas while we're tracking a deer.
See, you know what we should do to up the stakes? And I did it by accident, right? But I still did it. Order three. You have to order three largest.
Well, then I'll be eating fucking Casey's pizza for 3 weeks.
We're all going to be
for lunch.
Fat as fuck. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell.
It's not a bad idea.
This challenge is unhealthy, but I love it.
Yeah. So there it is, man. My first buck. First buck of the year. Yeah, good 10 with
great
a kicker.
10.
And I look back through a cell cam. I have a few pictures of him, and I think it's a buck I passed last year. Pretty
fucking
cool.
Smoked him.
Yeah. I'll take it. He didn't get much bigger if it's the same deer, which doesn't. They don't always do, I
right,
guess. But.
Right.
I'm glad I shot him, man.
Great story, man.
Thanks,
awesome
dude.
Awesome story.
That's my buck story. I guess moral of the story, what I learned, anything can happen. Sometimes you can't explain what happens. Beat yourself up, but then get over it and get back on the horse and try and close the deal on it again. And that time of year, October 25th, check out the scrapes. Worked for me. Most times I don't see a lot over scrapes, but that worked out in my favor.
Don't let the weather deter you. If you're in the Midwest or around us anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're still going to be out. They're going to be up cruising. And
if you could only have sex a couple months a year, I don't think you would worry too much.
I would
about
be dead.
Weather. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be moving all time.
That's
today.
A fact.
Yeah. Every dude that's sitting all day is just going to get an opportunity at you.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
I would have made it past 2.5.
Hey, it's all right, man.
He would have killed me.
Damn. All right. Close out there. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.
Just joking.